Hi, I'm Ben Rizzuto, wealth strategist at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. They say cash is king. That's certainly true in the current red-hot housing market, where more prospective homebuyers are putting cash on the table to seal the deal. That might leave homebuyers who don't have access to a lot of cash on the sidelines. But a new crop of startups is aiming to bridge that gap and keep them in the game.
Buyers with very good credit who are very well qualified, if they don't have all of the cash to buy the home up front, sometimes they're finding it hard to compete. And so this is really to help them compete in the market, help make their offer more competitive.
So how do these startups get cash into home buyers' hands, and what does it cost? We'll ask WSJ housing market reporter Nicole Friedman about it after the break.
The Claude 3 model family from Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. With models at every point on the price-performance curve, you no longer have to make trade-offs between intelligence, speed, and cost. Claude 3 Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Haiku is the fastest and lowest-cost model on the market, perfectly designed for high-volume, high-speed use cases. Join the thousands of enterprises who trust Anthropic to keep them at the frontier. Visit anthropic.com/Claude today.
Fierce competition in the housing market is leaving a lot of homeowners, even those with good credit, struggling to put in an attractive offer. Now a handful of startups is stepping in to help buyers seal the deal with cash. Here to talk about how it all works is WSJ housing reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, thanks so much for being with us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So Nicole, can you give us a sense of what's going on in the housing market now that's led to a service like what these startups are offering?
Yeah, so the housing market is incredibly competitive for buyers. And this has been true for a couple of years, but it is increasingly true during the housing boom that we've seen in the past year, that there are a lot of buyers out there spurred by low interest rates. Maybe the pandemic encouraged them to move a little further from their office, move closer to family, somewhere where they can have more space. So there's really strong demand from buyers. And at the same time, the number of homes on the market is very low. And so there's a real mismatch between supply and demand, which means that a lot of homes that are on the market are getting multiple offers and there are bidding wars. One reason that the inventory of homes for sale is so low is that a lot of people want to move. They want to sell their home and buy a new one, but they're worried if they put their home on the market and sell it, that they won't find anything new to buy. That a lot of sellers feel a little bit trapped in their homes, that they don't want to be buyers in the current market.
So why are cash offers attractive to home sellers?
So in general, cash is attractive to a seller because the deal is likelier to close quickly. There won't be delays due to the financing. And also a financed offer, there's the potential that it falls through. Maybe something comes up later in the process with the underwriting, or maybe the person loses their job and their mortgage falls through. There's all sorts of reasons that even somebody who's a well-qualified buyer might have issues during the financing process. So cash offers are considered a little bit more of a certainty that the deal will actually close.
Do we have data on how widespread these cash offers are?
So all cash sales accounted for 22% of existing home sales in August, and that's up from a year earlier, August 2020, it was 18%, and that's from the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, so do these cash offers automatically give home buyers a leg up over other prospective buyers who might be doing financing?
So not automatically. When you talk to sellers and sellers agents, you know, they say it's the whole package, right? So of course, price matters a lot. If there is a financed offer, but it's significantly higher than a cash offer, then many sellers are still going to take the higher price. But there's also lots of other things that sellers might be looking for. Maybe they want an offer that has a longer closing time if they're worried about, you know, lining up their timing with their next move. Or maybe they are more willing to take an offer that doesn't require an inspection or an appraisal. And so cash is going to be an advantage to a buyer. It can make that offer a little bit more competitive, but it's not necessarily a slam dunk.
And so what does this need to come to the table with cash up front mean for who is able to buy a home?
So definitely, the more cash offers are in the market, the harder that it is to compete for buyers who don't have a lot of cash and for buyers who maybe are using mortgages that require small down payments, like some of the first-time buyer mortgages can be 3% down, 5% down. And from what I hear in the market from buyers, you know, even that is hard to compete with someone who has 20% down, let alone somebody who has all cash. And so people with more limited budgets and less cash available, which tend to be first-time buyers because they didn't just sell a home or have the ability to sell a home, they have to save up for that down payment. It can make it harder for those first-time buyers to compete in the market.
Okay, so that's the current situation. So let's talk about these startups and how they're looking to address it. How does all this work? Can you take us through the process?
So each one operates differently. The major models are that some startups will just actually buy the home themselves and then resell it to the buyer. So a buyer is approved by a startup. They have to, you know, provide a good amount of financial information, the same as applying for a mortgage, and they're approved. And then if they find a home they want to buy, the startup will actually go ahead and buy that home. The buyer will then go out and get their mortgage, or sometimes they get the mortgage directly from this startup. And then once they have their financing lined up, they'll buy it back at the same price from the company. And so the company is just playing this kind of middleman role, buying the home to speed along the transaction for the seller. And then there's another model where some of these companies don't buy the home themselves, but they back the offer. And so in the offer, it says, you know, this company kind of guarantees with its own cash that the sale will go through.
Now, what do these startups typically charge prospective home buyers to use the service?
So there are different ways that these companies are paid. In some cases, they act as the buyer's real estate agent or the buyer's mortgage broker. And so then they're paid the same way any real estate agent or mortgage broker is paid, you know, through a commission, through a percent of the deal. And then other companies, they charge a flat fee for the service. And so that might be somewhere usually between 1% and 3% of the purchase price of the home.
So who is this service primarily for? What kind of home buyer?
These startups do vet buyers to make sure that they're financially qualified and able to afford the homes that they're buying. And so these products are not necessarily going to help somebody who is just on the threshold of home ownership, barely qualified for a mortgage. It's not necessarily targeted that kind of buyer. This is more a product targeted at well-qualified buyers who are able to afford the homes that they are looking to buy. They're just having a little bit of trouble competing in the market against all-cash buyers. And so this puts them on the same footing as all-cash buyers.
Now, how does this process differ from a traditional mortgage?
So usually the buyer is still getting a traditional mortgage. This is just a way to help them make their offer more competitive. And so they are, at the end of the day, still financing their home purchase, whether they're getting the mortgage from one of these startups or getting it from, you know, a more traditional bank or mortgage lender. This is just that even, you know, buyers with very good credit who are very well qualified, if they don't have all of the cash to buy the home up front, sometimes they're finding it hard to compete. And so this is really to help them compete in the market, help make their offer more competitive. But they are still usually actually getting a mortgage at the end of the day. So as an example, one of the families that I spoke to, they were moving to Northern California and they worked with a startup called Fly Homes. And Fly Homes bought a house on these buyers' behalf. And then when the buyers were able to close their mortgage a few weeks later, they then bought the home back from Fly Homes at the same price.
Now, is this cash offering service something new, or have there been other similar avenues available to homebuyers?
So one of the biggest challenges is often lining up the timing of selling one home and buying another. And often buyers, they need the cash from the sale of their old home in order to afford the new one, but it can be hard to line up those transactions smoothly. And so there have always been a product called bridge loans in the market that enable buyers to kind of get a short-term loan from a bank to finance the purchasing of a new house before they've bought the old one. And so these startups are kind of taking that bridge loan model, but making it a little bit more accessible and easy to use, that bridge loans can be quite cumbersome to qualify for. It is also new in the case of these startups buying the home on behalf of a buyer and then selling it back, that is a little bit more unusual.
Are there certain risks in this new service that home buyers face?
A risk to the buyer is just that they are sometimes paying additional fees for this service. And so depending on their budget and the amount that they are paying for a home, it's up to them whether that fee is worth the service that they're receiving.
And from the startup's perspective, what risks do they face?
If something does happen with the buyer's financial situation, you know, kind of midway through the transaction, you know, maybe that the startup is stuck with the home, that they're not able to resell it to the buyer in the model where the startups end up buying the homes and that they then have to find somebody else to buy it. Another risk is that this current market, where it's so competitive for buyers, is really a perfect environment for these kinds of companies that help buyers compete. But maybe in a different market where it's a little calmer, maybe even a buyer's market where there are too many sellers compared to the number of buyers, that this type of product might not be as in demand.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Nicole Friedman. Nicole, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.